You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And now it is time for our weekly Greens chat with the Green Party. And today we have co-leader James Shaw on the show. How are you, James?
I'm very well, thank you.
That's good.
Happy gorgeous sunny day.
Yes, it is a nice day, isn't it, today? Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, everything. This is the first show back for us at BFM, so it's the first time to have the Green Party back on the show for the new year.
It's good to be back.
To start off, we wanted to talk about the Mount Albert by-election and the fact that Julianne Genta has been selected to run. So she's been selected to run, but she's already kind of conceded defeat against Labour Party. So why has she been selected to run in the first place?
Well, look, I don't think she's conceded defeat. I think she said that it was pretty obvious that she was the underdog and that Jacinda was the hot favourite. But, you know, she's going to get into the by-election in order to show the people of Mount Albert that there is an alternative to the current government, to put forward the kind of green ideas for how we can run the economy, you know, create jobs, build a more inclusive and a greener society and so on. And I think that we should take every opportunity where it's practical for us to do that.
Do you think that, though, it's kind of a waste of resources for campaigning for her if she's already kind of said that Labour is the favour?
I think that's more a statement of the obvious, right? That there are usually, in any electorate, anywhere, whether it's a by-election or a general election, there's usually someone who is you know, probably has a better chance than others. But that's not to say that you don't run, right? Or that you just throw up your hands in defeat. And there are people all over the country who want to give their vote to a Green candidate and to the Green Party. And so this was a real opportunity for us to put our best foot forward.
How does this go, though? Because there is this partnership between the Green Party and the Labour Party. So doesn't this kind of go against the partnership, or does it? What does this mean, the Labour Party and the Green Party?
Yeah, look, it's unusual, but it's actually a great opportunity to show what that partnership can look like. Jacinda and Julianne, have got a really good relationship. They've worked pretty closely to each other. This is actually an opportunity for us to show what that partnership can look like in practice. And the good news is, for the people of Mount Albert, that whether they vote for Julianne or if they vote for Jacinda, they'll get a progressive, strong, competent MP in their local electorate.
And was there any reason that there was no one selected to run for the Mount Roskill by-election?
Yeah, so we took a view with Mount Roskill that there was a risk, a reasonably high risk. It turns out that, it didn't go this way, but we thought at the outset that there was a reasonably high risk that if we stood, it could split the progressive vote in a way that would enable National to win the seat. And if National had won the seat, that would change the balance of power in Parliament, and it would enable the National government to push ahead with quite aggressive and environmentally destructive Resource Management Act reforms and so on. And we thought that that risk was too great. We would have preferred to have stood in that by-election, but we did think that there was just too great a risk of National winning. Now, as it turned out, National lost badly in that. But you don't necessarily know that's what's going to happen in advance.
So now in this Mount Albert by-election, you don't think there's any risk of National winning?
Well, National aren't standing a candidate, so there is precisely zero risk of them winning the seat.
So therefore there's the Labour and the Greens, they might as well put in both?
Precisely.
Cool. No, that's very interesting. I guess, yeah, it's interesting that she's kind of said that, yes, I understand that Labour will most likely win, but she's still going for it and still campaigning, I guess, so.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's an election year as well, right? And so we want to take every opportunity that we can get to connect with people who either currently vote Green or who may be open to the possibility of voting Green. And by-elections are a really great way to do that. you know, like I said, I would have preferred us to have stood in Mount Roskill as well, except that there was that risk, that great risk that National could pick up the seat. And I just think that any political party really ought to take every opportunity they can to put their, I guess, their, you know, their policies and ideas and their candidates forward. And Julie is one of the, you know, most competent, strongest people that we've got. And so it's a great, great way of showcasing her as someone who will make a really competent future minister in a Labour-Green government.
And now moving on to kind of the whole, there's been a lot of stuff in the news lately about Bill English and Waitangi Day and him not being allowed to speak and then apology, and now he is allowed to speak but now he's not going to be attending. What are your kind of, what is the Green Party's thoughts on this whole issue?
Well, I mean, I think that the way that you know, successive National Party prime ministers have treated this sort of misses the point slightly, which is that New Zealand is a bicultural nation founded on a treaty between the Crown and iwi of New Zealand. And so the Waitangi is incredibly important to us, and I don't think that you need to speak everywhere. You know, I think that you know, the Prime Minister should go to Waitangi on Waitangi Day, and as part of those you know, as part of those celebrations, whether they're expected to speak or not. You know, I think sometimes it's okay to sit and listen as well, but to show you know, our engagement with the founding of this country.
And he said one of his comments was that he would not go, and that his decision respected New Zealanders who wanted to be proud of their country. What are your thoughts on that kind of comment? That's,
well, you know, my experience, particularly of younger New Zealanders, is that, you know, we are very proud of our country, and we're also very proud of this quite unique sort of constitutional story, this kind of founding history between Māori and the Crown. And so the idea that going to Waitangi somehow undermines that, I find that a bit bizarre, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I guess there has been kind of a bit of controversy with Bill English being appointed Prime Minister, and I guess it's still kind of developing, and especially since it has been the holidays, I guess there hasn't been too much of him in the media or anything, so I guess it's kind of going to progress more.
Yeah, I thought it was a really unfortunate, like, as a kind of a first big political story back after the new year, I thought it was an unfortunate one. And you know, I mean, I think that he could have done a better job of sort of showing some leadership and you know, demonstrating some commitment there.
Awesome. Thank you very much anyway for coming on the show today, James. I really appreciate that. And very
great,
interesting.
Thanks.
Cool. Yeah. Awesome.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. And we'll catch you in 2 weeks' time.
Alrighty.
Thank you. See you later. And that was James Shaw, the co-leader of the Green Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.